Yes, it seems to be working. Good. All right. The first thing we're going to talk about is privacy. And what we're saying, calling privacy, is the basic idea is that there's some information that should be kept private. So to start off, what are some kinds of information, if any, in your area of work should be kept private?
Well, I'm too new, as you know. I mean,
you need
a fresh student.
Right, right, yeah.
So as of now, the labs that I'm working in, I think they're pretty open about, at least among their peers within the department, they're pretty open about what they're working at mm-hmm. and what their approach is going to be.
Right.
But they're not that open to sharing the results of their tests.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I'm not so sure what the rationale behind that is.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's a good policy so that at least until you have a publication, you don't want to share those results, but I think sooner or later they would want to brainstorm with one of their colleagues just to know if they are in the right direction or, but maybe
right.
I'm too new to the field to pinpoint one of those things
right.
that I would want to be
right.
and be very specific or private about.
Right. And as far as there any sort of, I guess, sensitive information, any like personal sensitive information or any corporate information involved?
No,
in your...
not in my field of okay. work.
Okay. And just in the scientific process in general, so not just limited to your field,
mm-hmm.
what kinds of things do you think should be kept private, if anything?
Well, I don't think that this is the age or time when we would be thinking about keeping knowledge as central and private,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise why would we have the human genome all listed out on the internet?
Right, right.
So basically, all they are restricted now is that they don't allow almost everyone to add to it,
right.
but almost even the students have access to the information in there. So it's not about keeping it for private, but I guess only for the period, say for example, if you intend to file a patent, then of course you wouldn't want to release it unless it's been filed and you get the credit for it.
Right, right.
But nothing more than that, I would say.
Right. So besides the patents and things like that, is there any benefit to keeping things secret, I guess?
I don't think so. Say for example, in not specifically in my field, but in other related fields wherein they are running some studies involving human subjects, there of course, it's not just about keeping it private from your own peers, but
right.
also in general. Like for this study as well, you assured me that it won't be on record as to who is speaking right,
right
now.
Right,
so,
right.
so stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe at times when you need human subjects
mm-hmm.
for studies, it puts them at ease if you tell them that at least their identity would be disclosed.
Right. Right.
But not more than that, not that I can think of.
Right.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the relation to what you were just mentioning about like, using human subjects and things like that, what might people be able to do with that information if they had it, and they shouldn't really have whatever sensitive information it is?
Well, I don't know. I think that it generally make people more willing
mm-hmm.
to part with their
right.
personal information. I mean, say for example, even if it's a genealogy tree in which you study the function of one gene which is inherited for a particular disease in one family line,
right.
people may not be so comfortable letting other people know that, okay, this is the family that's being studied.
Right.
So maybe something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And you were talking a little bit about this, and I know that you're new to it, but as far as any of your experience so far, have you ever been working on anything that you didn't want any other researchers to know about and wanted to keep private?
No, not at this stage. No,
right,
no,
right.
No.
Okay. How about anything with your team that you're involved with?
I thought all of them were quite open. At least within the
mm-hmm.
department.
Mm-hmm.
I found my the faculties, they were discussing these things over the tea club meetings.
Right.
So I don't think that if at all,
right.
being as new as I am to my field of work, I think that if at all they intend to keep something private, they wouldn't be discussing it with me too.
Right. Do you know if there are any steps that the researchers in your field take to ensure that privacy is kept about anything, any kind of step one, step two sort of things
no.
that they do?
No, I don't think so. I think if at all, I've noticed a few PIs in the department who wouldn't trust anyone else with some information, so you'd find them working late in the night and in the lab, but not really consulting the other people in the department, not in the department, even the same lab.
Right.
But I thought that it would have something more to do with the sensitivity of the experiment involved, that they won't trust someone else if they did it. Where are we? Privacy. I'm not sure what it is at work, but yeah, but besides that, they're quite open.
And by sensitivity, you mean like they, I guess, performing.
Exactly, the performing. The sensitivity of the experiment, as in how much and how to go about doing it.
Right, are there any sort of, I guess, more official policies that require some information is kept private? I guess, you know, by, you know, the university or by the government or anything like that?
For research?
That you're aware of at all?
Okay. That the catchphrase that I'm aware of. No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Who do you feel is the primary responsibility to keep any information that should be kept private is private, as far as, like in your research group, who would the primary responsibility fall on to make sure that it is kept private?
I guess it would be the PI. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to him. As long as he wants something to be kept private, he's the one who would have to communicate that, the rationale behind it, to the entire group, and then ensure that nobody breaches it, perhaps. But I can't see, though, why he would want to do something. This is basic research, right?
Right.
So, but, yeah.
Right. Okay, so now we're going to flip it over to transparency and the idea that some information should be made public. As far as in your area of work, what things that do you think should be transparent and made public?
I guess as far as the results of the studies go, I mean, they are in any case made public for anyone to use once they are published.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, I mean, the faculty, they keep updating their home pages, so you can go and see what their lab is currently working on, as far as they would like to share and project as of now. But besides that, I don't think they go out of their way to neither keep it nor publicize it. Besides, of course, I mean, getting it published in journals of repute, even if they have to pay for it, perhaps. But or maybe go to some the conferences, which would portray their work in more limelight, perhaps.
Right. And do you think there's any information that, I guess, would be considered wrong to withhold from making it public?
I guess, again, these would be the norms that are governed by when you get a journal publication done, because most of the journal publications nowadays in biological sciences, I mean, there is a far more stronger hold on what all they want you to, what parameters you need to fulfill before you are justified to have that study as to be claimed as authentic. So it's in stuff like those wherein if they want you to disclose what your source of this prior information that you used was, and if at all you ensure that these animals, say for example you're working on animals, so I mean, they would want you to disclose where you procured them from, whether they were you know, maintained under humane conditions or not.
Right.
So stuff like that. Maybe you are required to speak it out or bring it out into the open just to ensure that, I mean, this was a very naive example, but something like that, maybe when it's about a clinical trial, perhaps.
Right.
You need to be, you need to assure the people that you are following all the practices as they have been, and the guidelines.
Right.
Thereof.
And how about it just in the general scientific process, not just in your field, what things do you think should be made transparent, made public?
No, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not so clear about the question.
Oh, just in you know, not just in your field, but for just every area of research, what things do you think should be made public from those other areas of research?
I think they're already, they make it public? I guess as soon as, I mean, because of the advent of the web, I mean, almost all the things are there online. So if you would want to access what somebody has already done or the line of research, I don't think they're actually keeping it from people.
Right.
So, but I'm not sure what you actually wanted to ask me about. I know that I'm beating around the bush. But
well, what? Let me ask you that. What are some reasons for making things public and transparent in research? What are some of the reasons
that they would want to?
Yeah.
Make it public. One thing is, I mean, one thing that I was discounting till recently was that every lab wants publicity. So, I mean, in order to maybe get more recognized in their field and attract more students or good researchers, So one thing would be that. Another thing could be, I mean, if they let their peers know that this is what they're working on, they would get more collaborations perhaps.
Right.
Yeah, and it works both ways, right? So I mean, if somebody else is also doing the same thing, sharing their work, you could benefit and take the work from where they left it and then carry it through.
Right.
So I think this is how science moves on.
Right. And you were just touching base on this, but what should people be able to do with the information that people make public if they have it? What should they be able to do with it?
I think they could, like I said, pick the threads from there and take it
mm-hmm.
forward
mm-hmm.
if they want to. See, these are the experiments, so this is what they have already established. And if you want to try those same procedures on some other subjects, then you should be able to do that on the basis of the line of research that this lab followed.
Right.
Or maybe that these people, they were able to... Sorry, I'm a biologic person,
no.
These people, they were able to ascertain that something in this particular toxin triggered the expression of this gene. Okay, so this is where they left it. I mean, so that was good enough for a publication, and that was their line of research.
Right.
So another lab could try to find out and focus on what specific molecule that was which triggered it. We know that this was the concept that was followed through, but you know, I mean, delving into it more,
right.
something like that, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, perhaps it would be to use their work as a foreground and then building upon it.
Right. And who do you think has a stake in making sure information from research is widely available?
Could it be that?
Yeah, who do you think...
whose responsibility is it?
Not responsibility, but are there, I guess, good reasons for people to have access to some kinds of information? I mean, any more than what you've said before. Like, who... I'm trying to think of another word
mm-hmm.
for stake. Who has who could benefit, I guess, would be another way to think it. Who might have received benefit in making information from research widely available?
Okay, besides what I've already said.
Yeah. I mean, besides the researchers themselves, are there other people that would have benefit from that information being available?
Maybe the NIH? Say, for example, if they're funding researchers all over the country. So if the work that they have been sponsoring, it becomes open to all. So in a way, like, they're progressing science, one thing, I mean, very broadly speaking. But besides that, moreover, I mean, if it's known that this is the kind of projects that they fund, it would basically, encourage people to and get a vague idea of what the lines should be or what the current direction of research is that's being funded by these organizations. And of course, it would promote collaboration among labs, which I guess for an organization of this stature would be useful.
Right. And you've already talked a little bit about this, but in your area of research, is there any steps, I asked this about privacy, but steps that are taken to make sure that what should be available in public is public?
Not that I can think of. I think the people that I've worked with as yet,
mm-hmm.
so they are content the moment their work is published in a journal, which mm-hmm. is of reasonably good repute, and also discussed in, say, a conference perhaps. So there is too much of an exposure or publicity that you can get. But still, I guess, I mean, they would be satisfied if their peers or at least people of repute in their own field
mm-hmm.
or arena would know of what they are doing, and maybe their feedback counts. But I don't think they would really go out of their way to maybe all over the world let people know
right.
of it. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
right.
I guess they would stop there.
Right. And do you know if there are any policies that, I guess, require information sharing practices in your area of research?
I guess there must be some, but no, I've
right.
not come across any.
Do you know if there's any like requirements by the funders or any other agencies that require information to be made public?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But it makes sense, there should be. Otherwise, I mean,
right.
maybe, yeah,
right.
people
right.
won't be as willing to come forward, yeah.
And I ask this also in relation to privacy, but whose responsibility do you think it is, ultimately, to make sure that what should be public is made public?
I guess, again, the person who's heading the research.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, unless or until he deputes someone for this,
right.
isn't he the one who's answerable to the funding agency too?
Right.
So be it privacy, be it the publicity of the work that the lab is undertaking, I guess, or maybe even if we are talking about the department at a university, mm-hmm. then maybe the chair of the department also would want the work to be known to people outside the department.
And thinking about these concepts that we've talked about, privacy and transparency, I know that you're just getting started, but what might you expect to be taught throughout the rest of your education in relation to these issues of privacy and transparency?
I guess, I mean, I never really thought about it mm-hmm. till now, but
yeah.
I guess it would be good if there was a course which was designed for these things, because if at all I'm looking for tailoring a career out of this degree,
right.
then it would help if I was made aware of this on paper as well. I mean, instead of learning, imbibing it from people around me,
mm-hmm.
it would help if there was a set curriculum, or not really a curriculum, but a guideline where I could, which could brief me about what all is expected of me as a researcher.
Right.
Yeah, that would help.
Right. Do you think that might be best communicated in like a classroom or in the course of being mentored by, I guess, an advisor or something like that?
I guess a classroom, because, I mean, they could obviously, it could be a combination of, say, a classroom lecture, tutorial, and then a back-and-forth discussion in which you could bring across, I mean, there could be some assignments wherein they, yeah, something like that. I mean, I'm undertaking a course right now for grant writing, which is somewhat on those lines.
Right.
So I think that's a good pattern to do for any such unconventional thing.
Right, right. And so far up in your... to your education so far, have any of these kinds of things been, have you learned about them in any coursework or by any
no,
professors?
No, no, very surprisingly, no.
Right. And are there any other things that I didn't ask about that you think are important to talk about in relation to privacy and transparency in research that should be touched on or anything like that? I know I asked a lot of questions, so I don't know mm-hmm. if you have anything to add.
Yeah, I thought I've already run the circle
right.
more than once.
Right, right.
I've been rephrasing what I had to say. So, no, but I think that transparency is important. And I guess I already touched that.
Okay,
yeah. okay.
And just because we want to make sure we get kind of a broad range, I have just a couple of follow-up questions that are about specifically about you, but they don't have your name on them or anything. What year are you? Did you just start?
I just started.
Okay. In the fall?
In the spring.
Year? Oh, in the spring. So yeah. You are very, very...
exactly.
And what university are you?
University of Pittsburgh.
Okay. And what program are you involved in, or what department, or just...
The public health.
Okay. And obviously you're female. And that's all.